Good morning, Rogue Valley. This is Jeffrey Haug, and you're tuned in to the Rogue Valley Pulse, your local podcast. Today in the news, I have updates on the gym roof collapse, Bitcoin scams, and opportunities in eggs. The community spotlight is the Classic Holly Theater, opening soon in Medford. For events, we have the Outdoor Recreation Show and some good local music. All this and your week in weather. Today on the Rogue Valley Pulse. Following up on North Medford's High's gym roof collapse we covered on the last show, the district is awaiting the full engineering assessment to determine all the contributing factors and provide the future repair plans. Work has started on a demolition plan, which will stabilize the structure. All school gym activities will be relocated to alternative locations. The Josephine County Sheriff's Office has issued a public warning about the increase in Bitcoin-related scams targeting local residents. Fraudsters are posing as representatives from PayPal, Norton, LifeLock, as well as many other well-known businesses, including your banks and law enforcement agencies. Once trust is established with the victim, they are directed to deposit money into Bitcoin ATMs or purchase gift cards as payment. Their tactics include claiming the victim has outstanding warrants or alleging a family member is in legal or physical danger. If contacted by a potential scammer requesting for any type of payment over the phone, you should find the official number or website for the organization in question and initiate direct communication. In the Rogue Valley, we are feeling some of the pains from the nationwide egg shortage caused by the bird flu outbreaks. Local stores have a limited inventory of eggs, and most are restricting the number of cartons you can buy. This shortage has created an opportunity for local farmers. Thomas and Hannah Peterson of Evers Ridge Farm has been in the egg selling business for about a year and a half. They're seeing a substantial increase in demand for their eggs over the last few weeks. The Petersons feel that healthy chickens are the key to their success. They focus on preventing disease through natural practices. Their 250 chickens are raised with ample space, ground foraging, sunlight access, and no antibiotics. For more information on local eggs, visit everridgefarm.com. This may be a good time for other local farmers to get in the egg business, or maybe even the right time for your own backyard chickens. Our community spotlight is another classic theater in downtown Medford. The Holly Theater first opened its doors in 1930 during the Great Depression. Designed by renowned architect Frank C. Clark in a Spanish colonial revival style, it was the first grand movie palace in Southern Oregon built specifically for talking pictures. It had a capacity of 1,200 seats. At the time, it could accommodate one-tenth of Medford's population. The theater served as a premier venue for decades, hosting both movies and live performances. Like many single-screen theaters, it struggled to compete with modern multiplexes and closed its doors in 1986. After years of sitting vacant, the JPR Foundation purchased the building in 2011 and began the restoration project. The reopening of the Holly Theater is expected to revitalize its role as a major hub for arts and live entertainment in downtown Medford. On March 13th, the grand opening celebration will take place and will be headlined by the Piano Guys. This renowned group has achieved remarkable success since their 2011 debut. They have over 2 billion global streams of their music. The second night celebration on the 14th features Jim Belushi and the Sacred Hearts. Belushi is an honorary Holly Theater co-chair and is returning to the venue after performing a benefit concert for its restoration nearly a decade ago. The local band Duke Street will open the show, which begins at 7:30. Holly Theater members will have early access to online ticket sales starting on the 19th, with general public sales opening on Wednesday the 26th. More details on these stories can be found on our website at the Rogue Valley Pulse. If you're looking for something fun, I've got some suggestions for you. All weekend long will be the Sportsman and Outdoor Recreation Show at the Jackson County Expo. There will be vendors, hunting and fishing demos, conservation workshops, and more. Open Friday through Sunday, $8 for adults, or $6 if you pick up a coupon at BuyMart. Seniors 65 and up are admitted free on Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. On Saturday at Roxy Ann Winery in Medford, music is from the Roadsters, who will be playing acoustic classic rock. Listen to the music in the beautiful surroundings and sip on some great local wine from 6 to 8 p.m. On Sunday, the Brisbane Project is set to bring their signature blend of blues and rock to the Bellefiore Winery in Ashland. Known for their dynamic performances, this acoustic duo will fill the venue with powerful rhythms, gritty guitar riffs, and soulful vocals. They will play against the backdrop of Bellefiore's scenic views and fine wines between 5:30 and 7:30. On Wednesday night at Remotion Wine in Jacksonville, Banner Jan will be playing music. Dan is a banjo-centric acoustic musician and plays an American mix rooted in straight-ahead bluesgrass and branching out into include folk, country, blues, oldies, and other styles. Enjoy the music at Jacksonville's newest winery from 5 to 7 p.m. The weather for the Rogue Valley this weekend is warming up. In Medford, expect a chilly Friday night with a low of 34. Saturday warms up to 61 with late sprinkles, followed by mostly cloudy skies at 43. Sunday hits 63 with likely drizzle, continuing into the night with a low of 52. Ashland starts colder with Friday night dropping to 29. Saturday reaches 61 with late sun, then a clear night down to 35 degrees. Sunday climbs to 62, turning cloudy with a nighttime low of 37. Grants Pass sees temperatures down to 34 degrees on Friday night. On Saturday, it warms up to 64 with possible late sprinkles and then an overcast night with a low of 45. Sunday's high will be close to 65 with some dribbles and continuing overnight temperatures down to 48. That's all for now, Rogue Valley. Until next Friday, have a fantastic week. I'll catch you next time on The Pulse. The Rogue Valley Pulse is sponsored by Host.com, your local web development shop. For static sites, e-commerce, WordPress, or more, contact Host.com.